So every morning I have one of two alarms, depending on what time I decide to wake up. I have different songs that play every morning on my alarm clock, on my phone, that go off. And it's either Nobody to Blame by Chris Stapleton or I've Got This Feeling by Justin Timberlake. For some reason, those are the two songs that I like to wake up to every morning. But I'm one of those people that once my alarm goes off, I always turn it off and I get up out of bed and I start going with my day. I'm not much of a snoozer. I don't have to believe this. God only gave us 24 hours in a day, so there's no use in us wasting it laying around in bed. But I know that there's some of you who are the complete opposite of me. You will hit the snooze button as many times as you can possibly can before you have to get up and start your day. My brother is one of those people, and when he was in high school, Mom used to yell from the bottom of the stairs, "I need to see your feet on the floor before I leave this house." And I think that God this morning is telling us the exact same thing in this scripture. When he tells us to arise, shine, for your light has come. I'm glad that y'all got out of bed this morning despite the terrible. I'm glad that Don is here this morning to get some prayers after Ohio State played so terribly yesterday. But with New Year's Eve last night, all the parties and the football that was on, I'm glad that you all arose this morning. But when we arose, it was 2017. It was a brand new year, a new chapter, a new book, a new story that we get to write along with God this year. And 2016 was a tough year for some of us. But the Lord tells us this morning to arise. Lift up your heads and look around. You may have gone through a lot this past year, and you may think at this time that your life is, that you are in thick darkness, and thick darkness has covered this earth and has only filled your life for this past year. But as the great saint who we lost this past year taught us, dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Because in this space, only 8 days ago, we raised our candles and we proclaimed our belief in a newborn king. The coming of Christ is the manifestation of God's glory in the midst of the darkness of the world. So what would it look like for you to arise anew this year? Where do you feel God calling you to serve this year? What would your life look like if you chose to arise and let God be God so that you didn't have to be this year? The Lord told Joshua to arise and lead the people across the Jordan River into the promised land. The Lord told Saul after he knocked him off his horse and said, get on up, or off his donkey, he didn't ride a horse, but off his donkey, and told him to arise and go into Damascus and learn how to build up the kingdom of God and stop tearing it down. Where's the Lord asking you to arise this year? But not only are we to arise, but we are also called to shine once we have gotten up. Author Marianne Williamson once wrote a quote that many of you might be familiar with, where she said, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. In this line, we are called to shine as children do. That's the thing that I love to get to come to work with these kids here at Soapstone every week, because they will say some of the darndest things. But then they will say something in Sunday school, or they will ask to pray for something, or they will answer a question, or they will say something that you can see that light that is inside of them is starting to become a raging fire. They can see, you can see that the Lord is working on these children even at the littlest of ages. The Lord was reminding the people of Israel that their light, their piety, their glory of God that they had inside of them was something that they were to display for the world. And God is asking the same of us today. Jesus did not come just to be a torch that everybody was drawn to. He came to light us all ablaze so that we may go out and share the light with those in our life. This idea of shining your light is something that I have lived with for my entire life because my name, Lucas, means the bringer of light. And so I've made it my personal mission to bring the light of joy, the light of love, the light of Christ into every situation that I find myself in. It doesn't matter if I'm teaching Sunday school to the fourth and fifth graders, if I'm sitting in class at Duke Divinity, or if I'm just out to eat with friends. I will bring the light into every situation that I am in. And the Lord is asking the same of us this morning and this year. The scripture told us that nations shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. People will know that you are a son and a daughter of the newborn king because of how you live, because of how you shine. So where is God calling you to shine this year? How is God asking you to share that light? Is it through the way you speak? Through the way you act? Or maybe the way you choose to love those in your life? Because the way you choose to love others this year, the way you choose to shine, will let everyone know that that baby that was in the manger was not just a decoration. We choose to arise this morning and every morning. We choose to shine this day and every day because we know that our light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. Charles Wesley said it best when he wrote, "Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings." This light, this glory of God that I believe has risen upon us is what gets me out of bed every morning. Sure, I can hit snooze on my alarm and sleep a few extra minutes, but I can't hit snooze on God because God is already arisen. He is already at work in 2017. I get out of bed because I see the blessings that I have around me. I can see the path that the Lord is blazing ahead of me, and I know that there are only good things ahead. Does this mean I don't have bad days? Absolutely not. But I can take the crookeds with the straights because I know what my God has done for me through Jesus. I know where my glory and my truth and life lie. One of my favorite C.S. Lewis quotes, which I think the sun is coming through the clouds, so this will work well, that C.S. Lewis said, "I believe in Christ as I believe that the sun has risen. Not because I can see it, but by it I can see all things." The Lord reminds us of that today when he says, "Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice." In the original Hebrew, this piece of the scripture, when properly translated, says that your heart will thrill and be enlarged. Because of Christ, you will be able to live with a bigger heart. This light illuminates the path ahead, not just for you individually, but for this church, if you are only visiting your church, the universal church collectively. Where is God calling the church to arise and shine in 2017? Where is God calling us to go? What is he calling us to do? Here in a few minutes, we're going to partake of communion. And with the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup, we will taste and see that our God is good. We will meet the Lord right here at the altar and partake of his body and blood and be filled with his grace and with his glory. As you might have seen on the inside of your bulletin on the last page, we have some of John Wesley's historic questions that he would ask his small groups every year. Because in the Wesleyan traditions, it's common for us to rededicate our lives to Christ every year on New Year's Day. And then next year, or next week, is the day in which we remember our baptisms. So we can rededicate our lives this week and come back and remember our baptisms next week. So I invite you during communion, after you partake of the elements, to work your way through these questions. And then at the bottom, we have a covenant prayer in the Wesleyan tradition. You can use this prayer as your blueprint to answer these questions, to pray through this morning, this week, and this year. The Lord has reminded us this morning to arise and shine. God is already at work in 2017. God is inviting us to join in. Or are you just going to hit snooze on Him? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.